This is Friday Sport on North Sound 1.
Welcome in the next 60 minutes. Two draws in two games. Back on level points with Motherwell, but Aberdeen still in determined mood as they get set to meet the other half of Edinburgh. A trip to Easter Road awaits Derek's Dons. The bus leaving any time now. Barry Robertson running just ahead. A chat from both teams in our featured match tonight. Your thoughts on current form and where the Dons will end the season in the table. Plus the full roundup from the Scottish Premiership as well as Highland League, Peterhead, the English Premier and more between now and seven. The only guide you need starts now.
This is Friday Sport on North Sound 1 with John Mellis, Dave McDermott and Dave Galloway.
But first, as always, to Pittodrie and Derek McInnes filling us in on just why Barry Robson found a surge of pace around the 70th minute in the game at Sandcastle that a man half his age would have been proud of.
Some sort of stomach bug or upset. First I was aware of it when he ran by him. It's the quickest his move all season. And we just felt we had to went back on. He was looking a wee bit leg weary, and we actually felt that we were thinking about making a change for with young Cammy Smith coming on, because we felt he gave us another wee dose of energy and spark. And at that point in the game, I thought we were totally dominant. But he's obviously, Barry's obviously had the runs and had to come off.
Not quite sure if dose is the word I would use there.
I just think I had a bit of bug. I came in to halfway through the second half. It wasn't great. I must have eaten something in pre-match or something like that. I felt a bit light-headed and a bit heavy-legged, and but yeah, that's football for you sometimes.
So where he says it wasn't great, as if there are cases out there that are actually okay, but this wasn't one of them. Wasn't how I intended to start the show, but let's run with it. I think there's actually archived footage of Gary Lineker playing for England where something broadly similar happened to him.
Was it right to say run with it?
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure. He didn't even manage. Gary Lineker, I don't even manage to get a sprint out, and somehow he'd got away all this time with making it look like a slide tackle through the mud and light when the rain was teeming down. Have you seen this footage?
I have seen that one.
Yeah. So it's not all bad, Barry, and hopefully he's feeling better now. Through the worst, or the worst is through, whichever way you want to look at it. Let's look back across the week. Dundee United first, Dave. Was a draw a fair result?
Possibly. I thought, and again, being biased, I thought that we probably did enough to win the game, but in the end, no real complaints from, you know, two good teams. It was a cracking game, I must admit.
One of
the best games I've seen all season. Two teams that desperately wanted to win the game, and two teams that quite rightly are up there near the top of the Premiership.
And against Hearts, Dave, I was on Twitter sort of shortly after the game and saw a lot of tweets flying around along the lines of, you know, crisis, two games without a win, dropping points, changes have to be made, all of that. All heat of the moment stuff, and I'm not saying that we shouldn't be disappointed, but Hearts have kind of been a bogey team for us this season, unlike previous seasons in the very recent past where nearly all the teams have been bogey teams. But we go down there, we got a point, a few injuries knocking around. At this stage in this season, I don't think it's a bad thing. I mean, in terms of just keeping things ticking over mentally, really important instead of coming back up the road with a loss. I mean, that said, a shame that we couldn't just hold on those few minutes, and we're back to Barry Robson again. Was it a penalty for you, the Shea Logan challenge?
You know something, John, I can't decide. I've watched it over and over again. It's inconclusive, but Derek put forward a very good point when I asked him after the game, was it a penalty? He said, you know, it might have been, it might not have been, but the referee had to be in no doubt at all in order to award the penalty. And Derek, in my opinion, quite rightly, didn't see how the referee could have been in such a position as there was no doubt. He said there was always an element of doubt, so therefore, shouldn't have been a penalty.
Fact remains, Dave. Penalty, goal, and 1 point, not three. Has form dipped? I mean, is there a slight cause for concern?
No, three draws in a row, Ross County, Dundee United and Hearts. And to be quite honest, some of the overreaction on social media is just ridiculous. Somebody saying that the cup,
Derek,
the cup win.
Derek must go.
Well, yeah, he's in a shugly peg, isn't he? And the cup run, it masks the deficiencies within the squad.
Oh, no.
For goodness sake.
Rubbish.
Seriously, we're in a place that any Aberdeen fan would absolutely have not believed we could be at the start of the season.
Yeah.
And as Derek quite rightly, we actually went back into second. Yeah, we were all disappointed at losing the equaliser to Hearts. But Hearts have got a huge cause. The adrenaline kept them going. Even when they went down to 10 men, they're going to go down, but they're going down fighting. And fair play to them. It's not just that could be the least of their worries, being relegated the way
exactly.
things are. So,
exactly.
So you know, let's screw the nut a wee bit as far as some of the most of the fans I think appreciate that this season has been the best for a long time. So,
and just looking at the Hearts thing for a second, with everything that's going on there, sometimes the easiest thing that there is to do is just go out in the park and play football, because you don't have to think about anything for 90 minutes.
Absolutely. And they could well go down and hopefully we'll St Mirren will take, because we want St Mirren to beat Motherwell tomorrow, not because we want Hearts to go down, but because we want to get to stay second, because if Motherwell get anything from that game, then they go back to second and we have to do it all again on Monday night.
You've got to look out for yourselves.
Dave's always doing that for us, I've found. I don't think it's really
nothing
that
wrong with that.
Absolutely not.
Let's check in with you for the first time tonight and bring on the weekly topic. This week started by Glasgow Sheep, who says, current form versus Premiership sides in 90 minutes. One win, four draws, one defeat. Obviously, one of the draws was the League Cup final triumph. But really need to start turning these games back into wins. Wouldn't say we're playing any worse than we were pre-Cup final, but in most of those games, we weren't conceding and managed to close games out. Only seven, or hopefully eight, games to go. However, this season finishes, it's been brilliant, a night and day compared to the last 15 years, but I'm sure I won't be alone in being a little bit deflated come the 11th of May if we haven't secured Europe and another cup final. In Deek, we trust. Dave's got your thoughts on this week's topic as this one pans out, and that's not a Barry reference this time.
And I think this is going to go on all night, isn't it? Another Barry reference there.
I promise.
Another Glasgow Sheep actually posted straight away with the other current form. Motherwell, four wins, one draw, one loss. United, four wins, one draw, one loss. Inverness, one win, one draw, four losses. Coburn Sheep says, and yet we are still sitting second place in the SPFL. From Ailail, if we don't win on Monday, then I'll start to worry. Just now, though, we are still in second place, a chance of another cup final. And to be fair, we've come on leaps and bounds from last season. Ekbane says, this is our poor spell that the other teams have also had, but they suffered defeats. Confident we'll start defeating teams again, given the dominant displays we've produced. A little bit of luck in terms of scoring, and we'll secure second place and hopefully another cup. Mr. Van Den Bos, one defeat in the last 13 games. That's great form. Yes, we've had a few draws, but we've been without Pollitt and Hayes. We'd be good if we could finish second, but the cup is the most important thing. And from Jack Don, I think people are forgetting we've been out without arguably our two most creative players in the last few games. For what it's worth, I still think we'll finish in second place. Always thought Hibs away was the easier of the games against the Edinburgh clubs. It's not as if United or Motherwell are good enough to win all their matches. Actually, the day they play each other, we're at home to the far. Having Pollitt back will, of course, make a heck of a difference. Hopefully, the way the Hearts game finished will fire them up and the high bees suffer. From the Angus Bull, suppose there's a fair bit of the old stats and miniskirts about us this season. Early on the season, we beat United at home and lost to both Ross County and Hearts away. Total 3 points. Last three games have been same fixtures and have also brought 3 points, albeit with three draws. From Gianni Straniero, where did you get the one defeat from? We've been unbeaten in 8 games in all competitions, 6-2. Our last defeat, if I remember rightly, was Inverness. Was that the last? No, the Partick Thistle was the last defeat.
Yeah,
Inverness was the one before. That's the only two we've had since the Christmas fixtures.
Yeah,
form is a bit of a subjective term anyway. But since our last defeat, our league results have been played 6, won 3, drawn 3. Comparison: Motherwell and United have both taken 13 points over the same number of games, so not much between the three in terms of points gained, and but for a late penalty, we would have had the better form. From Tory Battery Ram, as I just said in another thread, while we're not playing swashbuckling football at the moment, football is a results business, and one defeat in our last 13 shows we know how to grind out results. Back to Gianni Straniero, I just like saying that name. I feel this is something, an important consideration for the run-in, not because they aren't good teams, but because it's going to be highly unlikely that United or Motherwell is capable of going on a winning streak when all the top six are playing each other, with the possible exception of Celtic. I would add Celtic in because not a lot for them to play for. The Dribbler on current form, our current form is fine, just not taking chances, but ach, I love a battle, bring it on. And Oh No says, only problem I can see, we're not finishing teams off in games. Early in the season, our defence was more solid. We were winning games by not conceding and having to rely on our goal scoring. And finally, from Jarvis Afro, absolutely no cause for alarm. The standard of performance has been remarkably high, considering the physical and emotional drain which the cup final and the aftermath must have caused. Virtually the only thing that Derek hasn't sorted is the fact we're not a high-scoring team. We rely on clean sheets to complement a one or at most two-goal advantage. And when we concede, we invariably struggle to gather 3 points.
There you go. Derek must go. Not a high-scoring team.
I know.
Out with McInnes.
Indeed.
Go, Derek McInnes. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. So, usernames there. I particularly liked Tory Battery Ram, and I know you like Gianni
Stranieri.
Yeah. I prefer Gianni Versace, who's
he's obviously on holiday this week.
Yes. Well, it is school holiday, so Gianni's get off as well, I think.
Of course. Indeed.
Now, while we're about it, we may as well stick away the poll here. Before we do, let me ask cards on the table right now. Where do you think the Dons will end up the season in terms of league placing? Just so you know, Dave, I'm going to have to rule out first. So,
okay.
So, where do you think the
Dons... Is that because it's mathematically impossible?
It's at this point, yes. So where do you think the Dons will finish the campaign? And do you think it'll be a closing day decider? Where do you think they'll finish?
It's second, surprisingly.
Closing day, you know, final day decider, do you think?
No, we can enjoy that one.
Oh, I don't know if my heart could handle that.
And where will they end up, Dave?
I believe that we will finish second.
End day or before?
I think we'll clinch it the week before.
Okay.
I hope so.
Just one other thing on this. Which is more important, if you could only have one, a Scottish Cup win or finish second?
If I had to make a choice, Scottish Cup win.
Right.
Scottish Cup any day of the week.
What's the difference in terms of...
We've had this argument in terms of where we come in Europe. I think
People seem to think that if you win the Scottish Cup, you start later.
Yeah, but
finish second.
Yes, but I have now... we had this argument, and I think it's changed this season, so that if you finish second or win the Scottish Cup... That was my understanding, same start. But you don't want to... My understanding is if we lose the Scottish Cup and finish third... the guys are probably looking at about 10 days summer holiday, i.e. the players. So, incentive.
Wow.
Okay. Big incentive to do a wee bit better.
Right. That wasn't actually the question I was going to ask.
What was it? How's the weather?
We'll know that as well. This is a smog shield out there, by the way. That's what that is.
Is it?
No, what I was going to ask was, what's the difference in terms of the cash that you earn in terms of finishing second in the league and third?
It's about £80,000.
Right. Okay. Like that. Just wondered. Right,
your match day fees.
Nice. Only that were true. We might as well get on to the poll. This simply asks, do you think Aberdeen will finish second in the Premiership? Yes or no? Do you think Aberdeen will finish second in the Premiership? And the results are in, Dave.
The results are in. I'll just do another little update. Yes, 65.4%. No, 34.6%.
Pretty much 2-1. Red Till Dead adds, yes, but we really need to start turning these draws into wins. It's in no way a dig at the team. It's just that the teams around us are grinding out wins, but we can only manage a draw. We'd be as well losing two games and winning one. It's the same points-wise. I have a feeling, though, that the double cup winners of 2014 will finish strongly and rightly claim second. In Derek we trust. T-Boy 1903 says yes, just, but only because we're usually better against top six teams, and so far they've rarely beaten us this season. Wouldn't be totally shocked if it came down to goal difference either. Gadgie 1903 offers this slant. This question needs a who cares about second option. Greenside of Glasgow won the league. We've got the League Cup in the bag. If we win the Scottish Cup, we enter Europe at a later stage than who finishes second. So who cares? We just established that's not the case. But anyway, success isn't about who comes second. Success is winning stuff. Don and Dusted counters. Mr. Milden and the bank might be happier if we finish second.
There is 80,000
happy,
worth
yes.
happiness.
67 Super Don says, I have some doubts owing to a wee shade in form and injuries to key players. I do think that we'll probably finish third and with a cup in the bag and still a chance of another. This would be a monumental effort and an unbelievable and magnificent season. Come on, you Reds. Perth Shire Sheep, we aren't playing well, but I think after the high of a cup win, lesser teams would have been losing some of the games we've drawn, so I think we'll take second place. And for what it's worth, I thought we were by far the better team last night. He's obviously writing this the day after Tynecastle. And we still looked a little static. Hopefully we can turn a corner and a couple of wins will put us right back in the driving seats. Pye and Bovril, man, it's going to go down to the wire and a lot will depend on who will have available for the last two or three games. Hopefully we'll clinch second spot in front of a full house at Pittodrie on May 11th by pumping Motherwell and two of our three goals being scored by Hayes and Pollock. You don't ask for much. Then we lift the Scottish Cup the following week. And lastly for now, Beach End, left side. Yes, just. Looking at the fixtures that are left, I think United will get around 11 points, Motherwell 10 and the Dons 10. But that includes us beating well in the last game and pipping them in goal difference. It'll be close. However, I take third place and a Scottish Cup any day. If you'd like to get involved, then do our topics and polls are online from about midweek onwards in any given week. You'll find them at Aberdeen Mad and then hear some of your chat on the show at the weekend right here on Northern One's Friday Sport. To Monday evening's game against Hibs, Aberdeen's Tony Docherty.
You know, if you'd said to us at the start of the season, you know, six games to go in the league, you're sitting second, you'd have bitten the hand off you, you know, considering previous seasons, you know, what had happened. So we're just pleased. We're kind of in charge of our own destiny. It's up to us. You know, we're in that position. We've got ourselves in that position. And we'll continue to fight and make sure that we're competing in three. We've competed in three fronts, and we'll get now down to two with the league campaign going on with six games to go. And we'll do all we can. You know, we're facing a tough game against Hibs. You know, everybody's scrapping for points. You've seen that the other night. And we'll do all we can to make sure we get 3 points going into the split.
Yeah, do you think this race for second place might just go right down to the wire? I mean, hopefully it doesn't, but do you think it might go all the way?
Well, I don't think anybody can predict, you know, and I think all we can do is look after ourselves and take it. I know it's the old cliche, but take it game by game. And there's no game more important than the one coming up on Monday night, which is, I say, is against a Hibs team who are battling for their lives. You know, they're scratching, fighting for points. And we expect it to be a really, really tough encounter. Every time we play Terry and Moe's teams, it is that type of game. So we expect it to be that again. And we will do all we can, our utmost, to try and come away from a tough venue with 3 points.
One thing that everybody mentioned, Tony, was the huge Aberdeen support that travelled down to Edinburgh on Wednesday. That was absolutely brilliant, and we can expect the same again on Monday night, can't we?
I would hope so, and I really, you know, massive credit to the fans. They've been so good. They've been fantastic for the team. I reiterate that every time I speak to you guys. They've been so, the travelling support, the support here, they really are a 12th man. They've been helping us no end. They're instrumental to the success we've had this season. And the other night, Wednesday night, was just another example of that. I thought they were fantastic right to the end. And even, you know, we lost the goal, they're still roaring us on and the appreciation at the end of the game. Because I think they've seen a performance that was full of endeavour and commitment to try and get the 3 points. So you can't value, you can't undervalue the part that the fans are playing. And hopefully that will continue Monday night, because it is a massive help to the players.
Tony Docherty there. Boss got a couple of days off or just a day?
Well, most of the squad were off. There was a few of them in training, and just because of the way the games are, it's not normal Wednesday then Monday.
Yeah.
So they're actually in training tomorrow and Sunday.
Refreshing to hear, Doc, and speaks very much like his manager, all singing from the same hymn sheet as do the team. Barry Robson again.
There's always that room for improvement, and it's a great game on Monday night that we can try and do that in.
There's a great winning mentality in the squad. So many winners in that dressing room. When it comes to this stage in the season, that's what you need.
Of course it is. It's the manager's. That's what the manager's all about. He's massive into that. Very, very demanding. I've said it lots of times every time I've been up here. But I mean, that's the truth. And you talk about the players that have came in. That I've got that winning mentality. But you need to remember, you've got people like Russell Anderson, the stalwart at this club. Terrific attitude, big winner he is, and even some of the younger players coming in, you can see it in them, they've got that drive and ambition. So I think it's the manager's done a terrific job, deserves great credit for the balance he's created, and I think we need to go and try and repay the fans once more and try and finish as high as we can.
I've said this on many occasions. Barry Robson, who struggled with injury for a fair spell early in the campaign and sort of came back into contention around midway. If you were told you're only going to have Barry for half a season, you'd probably pick the business head, wouldn't you? And he's been much better recently. He talked to other players through a game as well. He just does the right things, and he's good to have there at this at this point, Dave?
Yeah, he's. His performance last Saturday against United was nothing short of exceptional. Mm. It wasn't quite so good or effective on Wednesday, but I think we know the reasons for that. Yeah. He just bossed. He took the game by the scruff of the neck and bossed that midfield, and the rest of the players responded to him. So, very, very influential player, and I'm sure it will just be a matter of time before both Barry and Russell get a new deal, which will be just for a year, but at 35, that's nobody on either side would expect it to be anything other than a year by year. So I think it's open doors for both of them, I would have thought.
Just briefly, Pollitt came back in on Wednesday night. How was he looking?
Looked really good when he started off, and the Hearts players were, I think, running scared of him, but he faded, understandably, just a little bit as time went on. But he looked bright as a button. He looked like he'd never been away at first.
Good. It's Hibs versus Aberdeen Monday evening in the Scottish Premiership. Every point a prisoner now in the last game before the split. But for Hibs, the real danger of being sucked right back into the mix at the bottom. Not quite as Terry Butcher would have intended, I'm sure. We'll hear from him and the Dons' Scott Vernon just ahead on the official station of the Dons. Keep it North Sound 1's Friday Sport.
North Sound 1, keeping you up to date with the latest from Pittodrie, Balmoor and across the Highland League. This is Friday Sport.
The Dons have either the luxury of watching all the other fixtures unfold before them or endure the torment of having to wait until Monday night, depending on your point of view. Either way, TV deals command it, so that's what's happening. When Hibs welcome Aberdeen to Easter Road, Hibs boss Terry Butcher.
We've not had the best of luck against Aberdeen this season so far. The best of fortune in the match in January, we lost by a great goal right to the death. So we felt we could have got a point from that match, but we know what we have to do, but it's about crossing that white line when we have to.
Now next, a man who's been playing more of a bit part this season than previously, but as you'll hear, plugs away as always. Scott Vernon chats to Red TV's Mal Panton for North Sound 1's Friday Sport with the team on a pretty well undefeated run.
It's great, and we've got to keep that going now and keep the spirit going, and hopefully that'll bring us over the line. We'll finish, get that second spot, and hopefully come away with another cup.
It's obviously frustrating for yourself, Scott. You haven't played as many games as you'd like, but I think it says an awful lot about you as a person, though. I've never seen your head drop. You're always just this lovely character, and you're very good with your teammates and that. Is it difficult?
Obviously you have your down days and your down moments when you're not playing as much as you want to be, and that's just natural. But you've just got to be professional and get on with it, and that's what I've always prided myself on. Any club I've been at, if I'm not in the team, keep working hard, work even harder, and try and get back in the team. Simple as that. Sometimes it'll come, sometimes it won't. But there's not, you don't get very far by whinging and sulking and this and that. So I've never really been one for that.
Was that chat conducted in Stuart Mill's bank vault?
Delivery being taken,
like Scrooge
at the time.
McDuck opening the door. He's just grinding away, Dave, isn't he, Scott Vernon? But I suppose with Adam Rooney in the form that he's been in, he's not going to be starting in that position right now. So for the time being, Scott's just doing the right thing and being a good pro.
Absolutely, and when he's asked upon to, he'll come on. And it's difficult coming on as a sub to get up to the pace of a game, but he will always, and he did well enough when he came on Wednesday night. But he's a great lad. As he said, his attitude is extremely professional to the nth degree, and he'll just work away in training and try and catch the eye of the manager.
Terry Butcher there mentioned Hibs fancied that they were on for a draw. This was a Friday night fixture, wasn't it, when they came up here last and Willow Flood scored that goal.
Screamer.
And it was just after they were talking about the Butcher bounce and how he'd come in and he'd made this radical difference. And since that period, it's kind of,
deflated
again.
I think it's the sort of honeymoon period. You always get, a bit of a bounce when a new manager comes in. But I think not wishing to be too unkind to the Hibs players, I just don't think the squad is very good. I think Pat Fenlon had left Terry Butcher with a not very good squad, and I think there's going to be major surgery in the summer.
Yeah, again, we said it's exactly what we were saying about Hibs last season as well, how they need major surgery.
The difference is, though, Butcher at least has a track record of finding diamonds in the rough and sort of getting the best out of them in his...
Big season for him next season, so...
Absolutely. Mm. OK, on to the match for Monday. It's predicted Eric time. These are the 11 men that you think will start for the Dons against Hibs on Monday night. Dave the Elder will start with you.
I'm going to go for... I don't think there'll be too many changes, so I'm going to go for no changes. Langfield, Logan Anderson, Reynolds Considine, Pollitt, Flood Robson, Jack, McGinn and Rooney.
And Dave Galloway.
That's exactly what I've got in the 4-2-3-1 formation. Exactly what I've got.
OK, the one to watch, the man that will potentially make a difference to the result for the Dons. Dave Galloway first this time.
Niall McGinn. He seems to have got his mojo back, I think is a good expression to talk about the way his game has come back together just since getting that goal against Dundee United. He was buzzing around again against Hearts, and I think he could be the man to get his 11th and hopefully 12th goals of the season.
I'm going to go for Peter Pollitt. He's got his Astra back, whatever that is.
His Astra?
It's just like his Mojo. It's another car.
Mojo, yeah.
It's one up from the Mojo. I think Peter Pollitt, he is, as we know...
Hashtag 70s reference. No, carry on, sorry.
Capable of turning a game on his own. And we saw glimpses on his first game back on Wednesday night. He'll be that bit more match sharper, match fitness wise, and if he starts again the same way, you would hope that his inspiration will get the early goal that we've just not been getting in recent matches.
Okay, and now a scoreline for the match: Hibs versus Aberdeen. Dave,
I'm going to go for 1-0 Aberdeen.
And Dave Galloway,
I'm going to go for Hibs 0 Aberdeen 2.
Okay, and I'm just not going
to go.
Stay with us directly ahead. The rest of the Scottish Premiership, the Blue Toon, Highland League, and more on Friday Sport from North Sound 1.
North Sound 1 with the best preview of the weekend's sport action across the northeast of Scotland and beyond. This is Friday Sport.
Indeed it is, in the other Scottish Premiership games this weekend. The first kicks off in little over an hour. The return of the Highland Derby, Ross County as hosts. Staggy's Neil Cooper.
I said to the players before the warm-up in the last few games, we say it most, we're in a battle here, we're fighting for everything. Good performances the last two games, and because over the piece at times it hasn't been good enough, you know, and we know that. But we've just got to try and keep away from the area of the league we're in at the moment.
For Big Yogi, the natives grow restless.
You know, all I'll say to the supporters is, you know, just be patient. Performances have been good. We could have beat Motherwell. We could have took someone for the game. You know, we could have beat St Mirren. We could have beat Motherwell down there. And the performances have been good. It's just the results that right at this moment in time are just not going with us.
The Highland Derby, Dave, and it seems maybe the tide's changing a little. How's it going to go when Ross County host Inverness?
Well, I don't think Inverness are going to get all 3 points tonight.
I'm going to go for
1-1.
Saturday lunchtime, 12:45, Dundee United host champions Celtic. United's Brian Graham describes a confident camp following previous encounters this season.
Charlie McGrew scored a 94th minute equaliser that day. Maybe I should have scored a honour later if I missed a chance that game, but... We've played at times at the Parkhead. I think we played them off the park that day, and if we can do that again come Saturday, then we'll be fairly happy.
For Celtic, Neil Lennon making the right noises, looking for improvements, and asked about the possibility of Jackie McNamara possibly resting players for the Cup semi-final.
I don't know. I've not spoken to him. We don't speak about team selection, obviously. But you know, we have our own agenda. We want to go and win the game. We want to finish the season well. There was facets of the game last week I wasn't pleased about, but... You know, I'll tolerate that because of the circumstances. We haven't won the league, so I'm looking for a better and brighter performance from.
There's a belief here that Celtic might have taken their foot off the gas, given the kids a chance. The mind's already in the beach. They are in spirit, if not in body. It's only Dundee United that actually sent the kids away to the beach halfway through the season. Dundee United versus Celtic, Dave.
Well, Neil Lennon has given his players a rocket, by all accounts. He will not stand for anything. Less than 110% from his men. Dundee United on their day, as we know, they're capable of beating any team, but I can see this one being a score draw. 1-1.
Kilmarnock welcome St Johnstone. It's almost a nothing game, this one, Dave, but anyway, Kilmarnock against St Johnstone.
I fancy Kilmarnock in this one. I think St Johnstone will have one eye towards their game against us. As you say, they don't have. Kilmarnock have got more to play for. They just need that win against Motherwell last week. Will have given them a right boost. So I'm going to go for 2-1 to Killy.
Hearts are simply trying to hang in pretty much every aspect of their existence right now in the park. They're away to Partick Thistle. Hearts, Gary Locke.
They've done well this season, Partick. You know, I think their aim is to stay in the league. And, you know, be a difficult game for us. You know, we've had two games against them so far this season. We've not managed to beat them, so we know how difficult it will be. But it's a game that we're looking forward to.
Fancy Hearts to hang in for another game, Dave?
You know something, John, I fancy them just to edge it, maybe by 1-0.
Next up, St Mirren versus Motherwell. Danny Lennon aware a lot of pundits already have his team doomed for the dreaded playoff.
A lot of people have got us penciled in for that playoff position now, and that suits us fine. That place hasn't been written yet, you know, so we certainly know what we've got to do, and it's in our own capable hands to go and do it.
We're doomed. Stuart McCall's not keen on speculating what will happen at this stage, but that didn't stop us from asking him anyway. Will it come down to the last day?
It could and it couldn't, you know. It all depends. If somebody wins three games on the bounce, you know, it could be over and done with. It could be three teams going into that last, you know, Dundee United go to Celtic, I think, on the last day. We're up at Aberdeen, it could be three of us all in there. So who knows? It's some, you know, six big games left.
So will Saints do us any kind of favour before Monday, do you think, Dave?
You'd like to think so. Big Josh, a chance for him to do something for his real club. although we feel as though he's never been away.
You pull him in from everywhere, don't you? You just pull in these favours, these Don's ties.
Yeah, so I'd like to think so, but unfortunately I think Motherwell, they seem to just be grinding results out, and I fancy them to win 1-0.
Okay, this is Not So One's Friday Sport. We move our attention to League Two in just a moment. Peter Head closing in on that title. Boss Jim McAnally up in a sec.
North Sound One. This is Friday Sport with John Mellis, Dave McDermott, and Dave Galloway.
Peter Head closing in on that title in League Two with Boss Jim McAnally explaining the mindset ahead of a home match against Montrose tomorrow.
Well, we'll just do what we've been doing, one game at a time. We know what's required. If we assume that Annan are going to win their five games, then we need to get 71 points. To do that, we need to win two games and draw a game. So, you know, we're obviously trying, we'll do our best to win every game that we can, but, you know, we know what the target is, and as I said, we'll just do what we've been doing, just one game at a time, and we'll deal with Montrose first. We need to just keep doing what we've been doing the whole season, and I mean, especially the second half of the season, because we have won a lot of games, and if we can just keep up that level of consistency, we should get to where we want to be. But to achieve that, you've got to work really hard, and I don't doubt that our players will keep doing that. So, you know, that will certainly make life a bit easier if they just keep working as hard as they've been doing.
In the Highland League, a split list, the league throwing up games for William at home to Fraserburgh, Strathspey Thistle against Turriff United, Wick Academy against Fermarty United, and champions-elect Broader Rangers at Keith Work, keeper Daniel Bell. Chance to John Innes for North Sunderland's Friday Sport, hoping to keep Broder's champagne on ice for now.
It'll be a big game. I'm sure they'll bring a lot of fans down, so it'll be a good atmosphere and hopefully stop them winning the league.
What does our Keith can do with such an inexperienced team against a team playing so well?
Yeah, we've just got to do things simple. Everyone does their own jobs and take it from there.
Maybe you have to look at the nerve part for their sort of side.
No, they're experienced. I don't think they'll be nervous. They're an experienced enough team. They know what they've got to do, but we'll hopefully put the championship on hold.
Meanwhile, in the Highland League Cup, Clach take on Rothes. Bucky Thistle are at Forres. Huntly welcome Lossiemouth. And game of the day, I would imagine, Inverurie Locos host Nairn County in the juniors, Dave.
A couple of quarter-final ties in the Domino's Pizza North Regional Cup. Cooter will be favourites at home to Burghead Thistle, and likewise New Elgin, the Super League side, are at home to Dufftown. They'll start as favourites too in the PMAC Group Super League. Bankery St Tiernan entertain Devon side. There's a cracker at Ianmare Park with Dice against Bank Sidhe. Stonehaven, they travel to East End. FC Stonywood are at home to Hall Russell United on their new pitch at Stonywood. Hermes take on Ellen United alongside versus Maud. In the First Division East, it's Cruden Bay against Buckenhaven Hearts. Newmarket United, they travel to Fraserburgh United. Glentanner take on Bridge of Don Thistle, and it's Parkvale versus Sunnybank. A couple of games in the First Division West. Fockabers welcome Nairn St Ninian, and finally it's White Hills who host Islevale.
Now, still to come, the English Premier League, and if you fancy a flutter, it's Grand National Weekend at the Runners and Riders in just a minute. The battle for the Premier League, though, now effectively down to a three-horse race. It's all horses this weekend. All couple of teams involved will be desperate not to drop points. Current leaders Liverpool aren't in action until Sunday, and Manchester City, 4 points adrift, still have two games in hand. Colin Beasley has more for North Sun One's Friday Sport.
Manchester City start tomorrow's fixtures at home to Southampton and could be a point off the leaders before the other 3 o'clock games get underway. Chelsea have the chance to return to the top by the end of the day. To reach the summit, they need to beat Stoke at home in the late game. Manager Jose Mourinho is expecting another tough encounter.
They are fresh, they play one match a week, they have no pressure, they will fight for a result and to finish the season in a more beautiful position. So if you can finish 7th, you are not going to finish 11th.
At the other end, Fulham could find themselves 8 points from safety by the close of play. The bottom side go to Aston Villa. Boss Felix Magath knows there won't be much room for error if they fail to claim a victory.
I think that 4 wins are enough to stay in the league, and with 6 outstanding games, we are able to do that.
Fellow strugglers Cardiff face the prospect of only being in the relegation zone on goal difference if they can get a win at home to Crystal Palace, and West Brom fail to get any points at Norwich. Elsewhere, Newcastle and Hull will want to avoid sinking to a third straight defeat each when they host Manchester United and Swansea respectively. If Arsenal want to keep Champions League qualification in their own hands, they can't afford to lose at Everton on Sunday. The Merseysiders are just 4 points behind and have a game in hand. Even though Arsenal's top four place is precarious, manager Arsene Wenger hasn't given up on the title.
Behind us, we depend only on our results. In front of us, we depend on our results and the results of the other teams. So that's impossible to predict.
Top of the table, Liverpool are at West Ham after that, and Tottenham host strugglers Sunderland on Monday.
Do you know, on our North Sun 1 Facebook page, we've printed up, it's a cover photo, in fact. It's you can sort of print it off and make it a sweepstake kit. For the Grand National. I never bet. Do you have a flutter? Is there a sweepstake?
I can't even remember. There was a sweepstake at Pittodrie, and I must admit I did have a wee flutter. I can't even remember what horses I put on.
It probably won't matter, Dave. They'll be glued by the first.
I think four horses with a combined number of legs of 10, so I couldn't not looking good.
We sometimes have an office. Did we have it? We don't think we've got an office.
I don't think we did one this year.
I can't even watch like the opening scenes of Bonanza. I hate seeing horses fall. Anyway, the office sweepstakes in full swing today ahead of tomorrow's Grand National. It's a race that's often unpredictable and one where millions of pounds will be staked. Lee Stott looks ahead for North Sun One's Friday Sport.
Well, if you're having a flutter, T4-3 is the favourite. Generally priced around 8-1, Nick Schofield will be on board. He says being well backed by the punters won't mean a lot overall.
It fills you with confidence, but as soon as that tape goes up, the horse doesn't know his favourite, and certainly I won't be thinking of it.
And there's a good reason contributing to that, because the favourite generally doesn't fare that well in this race. The last 10 events have seen victories for only 3 favourites or joint favourites. In fact, the average starting price of the winners over the last decade is just under 30-1. Aurora's Encore was a 66-1 shot for his 2013 success. Trainer Sue Smith saddles Mr. Moonshine and Vintage Star this time.
You can imagine when we didn't really overly expect it last year, so this year, well, it would be absolutely out of this world, wouldn't it?
And as there often is in horse racing, there's a royal aspect to this. Monbeg Dude is part-owned by former England Rugby Union captain Mike Tyndall. His wife, Zara Phillips, the Queen's granddaughter and a former eventing world champion, has been helping the bay gelding with his jumping. Paul Carberry will ride him.
I have no worries. I just hope he gets into a rhythm, because I know he can make mistakes, but I schooled him over the fences already and he respected him, so hopefully he respects him on the day. I get a great ride if he does.
The big race starts at Aintree at 4:15 tomorrow afternoon.
4:15 tomorrow afternoon, would you? I've just thrown up our sweepstick kit here. What do you think your horse's name is, Dave?
I can't remember. I did get one of the so it was at 14-1, so it's obviously quite near the top.
I don't think I'm as involved as odds on this sweepstick.
Oh, right, okay. It wasn't Boom Shakalaka Boom.
Well, that my money's on Boom Shakalaka Boom, because I like that name.
I want it to be in contention simply from
so
the point
we
of
have
view.
To listen to the commentators mentioning it every so often.
That'd be fantastic. Right, okay. Balthazar King is one of the horses. What about
okay,
that's
not the one I've got.
No. Twirling Magnet, that's never going to.
No, Twirling Magnet
comes in at 75-20. Yeah, it's not
ridiculous.
Right, so Davis Cup.
They've stopped for tonight through bad light. James Ward put up a good fight against Fognini in the first rubber, but lost in 4 sets. Andreas Seppi against Andy Murray. Murray took the first set, and when Bad Light stopped play, it was 5-5 in the second, but Seppi broke Murray early on, and then Murray saved 4 set points to go in at 5-5. He wasn't a happy chap. He was a couple of loose points.
Well, there's no one up there for him to talk to anymore, though, is there?
Mm?
There's nobody up there for him to talk to anymore,
In Davis Cup, he's got Liam Smith, captain, to speak to. But, of course, Murray is expected to team up with Colin Fleming in the doubles. So I think it's possibly the fact that that on clay, that's still got a long way to go, that rubber. So does he stick with Murray all the way through? You know, the in terms of playing a singles and a doubles tomorrow, I think he probably will, because I think the doubles, if Andy wins this one, it will be down to the doubles. And if we win the doubles, we could be into the semi-final, where we'll play either Switzerland or Kazakhstan, who Kazakhstan, Vavrinka lost the first rubber against the Kazakhstan player.
Really?
Federer's looking as though he's going to be making it 1-1, but that's a potential, that would be an upset.
Okay. Next week, of course, we'll be looking ahead to a Cup semi-final, regardless of what tomorrow's game holds.
Can't wait, but
Monday night's game holds for us. Cup semi-final, briefly, how do you think that's going to go?
Well, again, I know that a lot of our fans do seem to be thinking that we're already in another final, and the manager has been making the point, you know, we need to... The fans made such a difference at Tynecastle. And it's an awful kick-off time on a Sunday. Not easy, but we really do need the fans to get down there for that one, and because they will play... They almost spooked St Johnstone, the crowd, in that one. So we need to spook them again.
I think we'll make it Aberdeen Dundee United final.
Okay.
I think that's exactly what it'll be as
fingers
well.
Fingers crossed. We'll preview it next week. As for our Monday coverage, Dave.
Yeah, we'll be on air on Monday night,